Depending on when you last updated your computer, if you type in the name of the President of the United States, you may see a red squiggly line below it. Spellcheck may invite you to change his last name to the first name of the world's best-known terrorist. Mike Calcagno is general manager of the Natural Language Group at Microsoft. They're the ones who update the Microsoft Dictionary. He joins us from their headquarters in Redmond, Washington. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
How do you decide when to take the red squiggly line off a word?
There's three ways in which something not in the dictionary can get into the dictionary. One is that we can discover it. You can opt in to actually, when you add a word to your own custom dictionary, that word will come back to us. We'll aggregate it and put it into the dictionary. You know, the third way, just to, you know, you can get into the dictionary by virtue of being related to another word. So, for instance, we just recently added the word to waitress as a verb to the dictionary. And waitressed, past tense, made it in because of that, even though you can't particularly find the past tense version in wide use.
Do you have a board of distinguished scholars or a group of folks sitting around a room?
We use software to basically find a candidate set of words, right? And these are large numbers of words across a lot of different languages. We'll gather a set of candidate words, and then we'll give those words with a set of our editorial guidelines. We'll give them to a set of native speakers, and they'll decide which of those words actually meet the editorial guidelines.
Osama for Obama is pretty bad. I'm wondering if, however, you can recall some other doozies over the years.
Yeah, so, you know, we actually did, you know, what's called a directed test after we, you know, the Obama-Osama thing was something that, you know, we had found right before it, you know, became public. And we were actually debating the relative importance of that. From a algorithmic perspective, right, from a perspective of the software, you know, Obama-Osama is actually, it's a pretty good suggestion, right? It's one letter away. Osama is an extremely common name across the, you know, the world. And if someone like Obama had never existed, you know, that is a likely spelling correction that you would want to offer, right? So that's a case, I think, of the software working as designed, given that Obama is not a known word. But we did a set of directed tests after we found, you know, after we decided the Obama-Osama issue had to be addressed. I think Heidi Klum, the last name Klum was being corrected as Klutz. there's a governor in North Dakota named Racicot, R-A-C-I-C-O-T, and that was being corrected to racist. You know, that was probably even worse than the Obama-Osama thing. Yeah. And we corrected all those cases.
Mike Calcagno, general manager of the Natural Language Group at Microsoft. Mr. Calcagno, no red squiggle for you, sir. Thanks very much.
Okay.
This is NPR News.